I'm Andy Bade for Arizona Public Media. I'm speaking with Ben Hansen, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Helios Ensemble, a local community chorus here in Tucson. Ben, welcome to AZPM.
Thanks, Andy. Good to be here.
For those who may not be familiar with the ensemble, I'd like to start with a brief description of the group, exactly what defines it and what makes it unique.
Well, we started 10 years ago, and we're an SATB mixed ensemble, and we have a smaller group called the Chamber Choir as well. That's about 20, but the total group is about 40, and we love to rehearse intensely classical choral music from the Renaissance to the current day, and we've in fact commissioned some works by our own choristers, world premieres in fact. So we do everything. We rehearse once a week in the summer. We rehearse twice a week, but we just really enjoy getting the tone and intonation just right, telling some jokes along the way, having a good time, and just trying to share the beauty of some of this classical choral music that doesn't get performed very often.
So it's a chorus. Do you perform mostly a cappella, or do you perform with a keyboard or orchestra or anything else?
We try to do everything. We love doing a cappella, but we also love doing instruments accompanying. And so we've done everything from Bach's B minor Mass to Poulenc's Mass in G, first being accompanied, the second a cappella. So, and we like all kinds of styles. We like fast music, slow music, you name it.
What are the requirements for membership?
You just have to sound good, but you also have to be able to read music. So our audition is like a series of vocalese that turns into a little lesson. So implied with that is that you also have some flexibility, that I can coach you and that we can work out any vocal faults you might have to really open up your voice and enrich the tone. I'm a firm believer that a lot of people out there are just a few steps away from a great voice. They just have some tension that they need to have relieved. So we try to do that. We try to build voices. We try to clean up that car. We're like the person that goes in and details it, and you just can't believe that car was so good that you had, you know. We've had a few members in the group since the very beginning, and we had started off more as a chorus of community members that were in other choruses, like the Faculty Staff Choir or the Tucson Symphony Orchestra Chorus. But we have evolved to the point where we have quite a few vocal performance majors from the University of Arizona, and we have formed a chamber choir that highlights their abilities. But we also have some singers who have really built their voices along the way as part of what I was mentioning, so that we can really do some high-level music not often performed.
Tell me about this concert.
It was Haydn's Lord Nelson Mass and more. Every concert that we do always has and more. But we really wanted to sing with an orchestra, and it had been a while, so we planned quite a ways in advance. And we had done the work before, actually, in 2015, but we wanted to do it again. We loved it so much. It's considered Haydn's greatest composition by his biographer. And it was originally entitled Mass for Troubled Times, which we think is very appropriate for today, but took on the moniker of the Lord Nelson Mass. It was written as Napoleon was threatening to invade Vienna, and everyone in Europe was terrified. But then a British naval officer named Lord Nelson won a key battle in Egypt, and that turned the tide. And so when you first hear the Mass, it starts out with this ominous Kyrie, but then there are many moments of celebration and a celebratory Dona Nobis Pacem at the end. So the transition from that ominous nature to the celebration really was why it took on the name Lord Nelson, to reflect the change of tide in Europe, that people were going to be safe from Napoleon after all.
So this is a Mass.
Yes.
Is it, was it meant for a church service, or is this a concert Mass?
Well, it was originally performed with limited resources because of the war. And so it was for a smaller ensemble. It could be used in a church setting, but it was also performed separately. So it has a versatility.
Now, this is with an orchestra, though?
Yes, it is. Many members of the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, and so we just really appreciate their efforts. It just has such an amazing effect, chorus and orchestra. So, like I said, we love to get back to that genre.
Now, this upcoming season is a very special season for the group. Tell us about what this is and how are you going to celebrate?
Well, it's hard to believe, but this is the 10th anniversary of the Helios Ensemble. In 2014, in the summer, I decided to start the group because there wasn't an outlet for classical choral singing in Tucson. And after we got done, we knew we had to keep it going because we loved it so much. So 10 years later, we have racked up many wonderful performances, and we want to celebrate that. But we've also racked up a lot of joy. And so that's the sort of headline of the 10th anniversary celebration, 10 years of joy and excellence, because we really do have a lot of fun. We rehearse intensely, but we crack some silly jokes along the way. We have a ball. And so we want to celebrate that. We want to talk about how we have fun in the rehearsal process, how we're able to empower singers to sing music they never thought they could. We really want to celebrate that because we're really proud of it, and we want to keep it going. We want to be back here, Andy, in 10 years for the 20th anniversary.
You mentioned that the group started in the summer. Is that when this 10th anniversary is going to happen, in the summertime in Tucson?
Well, not exactly. It's true it started in the summer, and in fact, that's why we're called the Helios Ensemble, because if anybody sticks around here in Tucson over the summer, they must worship the sun god Helios. But we're actually going to celebrate it on November 3rd in the fall as part of a Baroque 10th anniversary celebration featuring Charpentier's Magnificat and Handel's Virtuosic Dixit Dominus. So we're very excited about that. But we're going to actually be piecing out the Dixit Dominus throughout the year, first with this spring concert, an excerpt of the final movement, then in the summer with a larger set of the piece, actually a couple movements, and then in the fall with the entire movement. So we're really looking forward to that. It's an exciting piece. It's his most difficult work when he went to Italy to impress the cardinals and popes, convincing them that he could compose in an Italianate style. So it really shows. It's florid. It's exciting. If you like the Messiah, you're going to love Dixit Dominus.
That's for the fall. Do you have the plans for the next spring yet as well? Can we?
Well, Worth, I'm thinking about that. I've really wanted to do music of the Jewish, Arabic, and South Asian traditions, which I have done a little bit in the past, but really wanted to focus on that, as well as some chestnuts from the British and German repertory. So I really want to do sort of an around-the-world concert next spring. But there also might be some plans to collaborate with some of the other institutions in town. So we're actually still in the planning phases of that, but that's what we have so far.
Well, where are your concerts?
They are most often at Catalina United Methodist Church on Speedway, 2700 Boulevard. We're right off the main drag there. But sometimes we also rehearse at Grace St. Paul's Episcopal Church, which is just down the road from Catalina, and we'll actually be performing our 10th anniversary concert there. Catalina this summer, July 21st, and then November 3rd at Grace St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
Where can listeners go for more information?
HeliosEnsemble.org. We have lots of recordings there. You can donate there, and you can look at who is in charge of the group. We've got a great team, and there are some wonderful pictures there to show how much fun we have.
I've been speaking with Benjamin Hansen, director of the Helios Ensemble here in Tucson. Ben, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Andy.
I'm Andy Bade for AZPM.